Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dr. Anna Belmonte is the division chair for the Forensic Psychology Department at the Chicago School. And there was something sent out that caught my eye, and that is the CSI effect. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. What is the CSI effect, and how has that impacted future students that might have the thought they want to dig a little deeper into the psychology of people?
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me on. The CSI effect, well, it's those shows that you see on pretty much every network channel these days that are focused on solving crimes, finding people who commit crimes. And it does bring new students into our doors and our programs, and they're very interested in helping people who have either been charged with a crime or who have been a victim of a crime. But sometimes those TV shows don't always get it right, of course.
Yeah, but it certainly is intriguing.
For sure, yeah. And I think, you know, most of us who are already in the field, that's one of the ways that we got interested in the field in the first place. I know for me, watching Law & Order SVU was a big thing for me in college and really brought me into this wonderful world of forensic psychology.
What exactly is forensic psychology?
Yeah, the broadest definition you can have, the most basic, is basically anywhere the law or psychology can be applied to the law, where the legal system and the psychology intersect. So that can be anywhere from helping the court understand why a person charged with a crime committed the crime, if they are competent to stand trial. It can be helping understand why juries and judges make decisions the way they do. It can be understanding why eyewitness testimony is reliable or unreliable. Anywhere where psychology and the law can intersect, that's where you'll find forensic psychology.
And many times it influences public policy, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Lots of our forensic psychology research is really important in why our laws are made. For example, for the past several years, the Supreme Court has been making decisions about juveniles in the justice system, and now understanding how juvenile brain development impacts and impairs their decision making and why they're different from adults. And that brain research was critical in some of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions about how to treat juveniles in the criminal justice system.
Right, because we see an 11-year-old committing a crime that they are not fully capable of thinking through, right? And then they want
exactly.
People like, lock them up, throw away the keys. You're talking about an 11-year-old that somehow this society has damaged in a short amount of time.
Exactly, exactly. 11-year-olds, even up to what brain research is showing, is actually our brains aren't fully developed until the age of 25. And that's not to say that that's where, you know, the juvenile court system is going to go, but to understand that an 18-year-old still is not making a decision the same way that a 30-year-old is really important.
Well, and I think as parents, that's good for us to hear, too,
yeah.
because we want to think that when we were 18, we had it all together and we were smart and we saw the world as it was. But we kind of question our 23-year-olds.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's what our program at the Chicago School is hoping to impart on individuals. Students can come to our Master's in Applied Forensic Psychology program and really learn how that interconnection of psychology and the law works, and then, you know, leave our school and leave our program and make a difference in the world.
And what is the Chicago School?
The Chicago School is a university that's been around for almost 40 years, and we focus on educating people in integrated health. We've prepared professionals who understand the connection between physical and mental health. We have campuses not only local to the Chicago area, where we've been here for more than four decades, but we have campuses in Southern California, Washington, D.C., Dallas, and also online, where our MA Applied Forensic Psychology program is situated.
And do most police departments now employ forensic psychologists, or is that something they hire out for?
It varies. There are some large departments, like the Chicago Police Department, they employ forensic clinicians or psychologists, whether they're counselors or psychologists. They employ them Some are even embedded into units these days that respond to mental health crises, either with or instead of law enforcement officers. We also have people who are employed by the courts rather than the police systems, the police departments, and those courts those people employed by the courts are responsible for evaluating individuals and helping the jury and the judge make decisions in a court case.
And it took a while for society to get to the point where we could understand that there might be not a reason, but some influence that caused this person to commit mm-hmm. this crime. Many times is it maybe abuse or their upbringing, or what is it?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And I think that's why these true crime stories and TV shows have become so interesting, because most people can't fathom, you know, going out and committing a heinous or violent crime. But lots of times we see individuals who are in the criminal justice system have trauma in their background or adverse childhood experiences, maybe even brain trauma they've had in their upbringing, in their family dynamics. Maybe there was discord that they witnessed. They could have been growing up in communities where violence was prevalent, and just other factors related to living in those communities have led them to continuously engage in violating a crime or getting caught up in the criminal justice system. I think most people like to try to find the why behind something like that. And it usually does have to do with something related to mental health or how a person views the world.
Interesting. It's the new MA Applied Forensic Psychology program at the Chicago School. Dr. Anna Belmonte, thank you so much for joining us. Very interesting.
Thank you.